Hey guys, listen, buying a gift for the woman in your life can be really difficult. You spend a lot of time asking your friends for advice and then you still worry if she's going to like it. Well, let me tell you exactly what to get her that she will absolutely love. It's called the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and women freak out over it. Trust me. Just go to tjritchie.com/deals to find it. Then use the code TJ at checkout and they'll knock 41% off the price. Remember, it's the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth at tjritchie.com.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
We ought to add the word big to that.
Big.
The big dictionary.
Oh, okay.
My goodness.
The big dictionary.
Coming out hot.
Describes extra as blah, 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 blah.
I don't know what I expected, but
it was not that.
It was not that.
Oh, man, y'all need to get your damn minds out of the gutter is what y'all need to do. That's it.
That dictionary gets bigger every day.
Mm-mm.
Do you have a dictionary, TJ?
Not. I have dictionary.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm not running around with a big old paper book.
Yeah,
a book.
An old dirty book
with the letters down the side so you can
Thumb in it and everything.
Mm-hmm. But I hate when I have to go into my contacts on my iPhone and try to hit one of the letters on the side, because it's almost impossible to hit the right letter without hitting another one or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you know that you can kind of scroll by putting your finger on it and going up and down?
And make it bigger?
No, so like, so if you start on A and just pull your thumb down to whatever letter, then it'll go to that letter rather than you having to click it.
Huh. I did not know that. Okay.
Now you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it.
Do it.
There is an epidemic on the rise, and the researchers are saying that something needs to be done about it quickly before it gets out of hand. And affects everyone's life. We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Guys, if you want to make a woman in your life happy, you get her the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. You can save 41% right now if you go to tjritchie.com/deals and use the code TJ. Remember, tjritchie.com/deals.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
There is an alarming epidemic. That's what researchers are calling it, an alarming epidemic. Of STIs.
Mm.
Now, I got to constantly remind myself not to say STDs, because that's not what they call it now. They call them sexually transmitted infections.
Mm.
I don't know why they had to change it. And then they go, well, it is actually an infection. Who cares? Why you got to change up everything? STDs. And then also messed up a long time joke I had that never gets old, where I'd say send them an STD bouquet instead of an FDS. Is that what it is? The flower company. Anyway, seniors are the ones that are causing this.
Come on.
Sex crazed seniors are responsible for an alarming STI epidemic. And I read that this morning. I'm like, damn, horny ass old people in nursing homes giving each other the claps, which is also an old term that you never hear anymore.
No,
giving them the claps. Well, I start reading the story, and I come across. Let's see, what is the? Okay, here it is. Rates of syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia in sexually active people over the age of 55 more than who just turned 55 last week?
Would be your boy.
Actually, this week I just turned 55.
On Monday.
So we're not talking about old folks, old hornies in nursing homes.
Old hornies?
Yeah. Because you always hear that about nursing homes, that the old people in there, you know, all about each other. And
freaking.
Yeah.
And in certain retirement community, you know, that's pretty common.
But I'm old enough now to live in a retirement community, aren't I? It's 55 and up, right?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, but you would be you'd stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
They don't call you senior citizen at that age, right?
I don't know.
65,
It used to be 65. I don't know what it is. I think if I go to a restaurant, I could get a senior's discount.
Really?
I think.
That's devastating.
I don't care.
You don't care? Good for you.
I don't care.
AARP starts it at 50.
Okay, well, side note, AARP is a shit organization. A liberal... dipshit organization.
So they don't count.
No. Wouldn't do a damn thing with AARP.
But he will go to Shoney's if they got a discount.
Hell yeah.
Some places are saying 50 is when it starts now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that's because they want, like, doesn't AARP have services that you can subscribe to or insurance
They're
and
selling
things like
stuff.
That? Yeah. AARP. AA shitheads. That's what they are. Liberals.
Liberal. Get out of here. So did that freak you out when you saw this story that, like, oh my God, this is me. This is my friends and peers.
No.
You don't care.
I'm not sexually active in my community.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, you know, they're referencing old people.
That really doesn't bother me, because I mean, I know I'm considered old. You know? I don't think I act like I'm old, but I also don't act like I'm trying to act younger than I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's worse.
Yeah.
If you got an old guy that's running around trying to act like he's still 30.
Yeah, certainly.
You know, and and things. Wearing dungarees.
if I saw you walking down the street, I wouldn't be like, oh, there's an old guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
I wouldn't either.
But they're saying that, I mean, there are so many new cases of these diseases popping up. But they're all things that you can get rid of. And old people, like really old people, never had to deal with, well, you don't get rid of syphilis, never mind, but they don't have to deal with the AIDS and the herpes back when they were young, you know.
Yeah, that was an 80s thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But then again, they're talking about how they don't, you know, this generation has not been as educated on safe sex and all that stuff.
Yeah,
if you're 55, you have been.
Yeah, I think so.
I know that because I'm 55.
Right.
So if you're up in your 70s or something, maybe you don't know, because the way I look at it is they're probably figuring that, hey, I don't have to worry about getting anybody pregnant. So, hey, it's the wild, wild west out here. Pew, pew. I ain't been with a woman who didn't have a knot in her tubes in years.
Oh, God.
That sounded so graphic.
I don't like the way that phrase came out.
No.
A knot in her tube.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it. Tied their tubes.
I guess.
I wonder what kind of knot they use, though, if they're going to tie some tubes.
Fisherman's knot.
And isn't that kind of, I don't want to know this because I didn't want to know any of the details at the time, but isn't that how vasectomies work, too? They tie something in a knot.
I thought it was just like cut off, like salted or something.
No. Because, I mean, they don't even put you to sleep for it completely.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
They should just bring them like, hey, we brought in Boy Scout Troop 401 today. They're learning knots. Yeah. He's learning his rope and knotting a merit badge.
I'd be like, I don't want that. You bring me a pro bass fisherman.
Yeah, right.
I trust their knots more than anybody's.
Lean back, keep your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to knot you up.
So let's see. They have a list of the states that are leading. You know, like they call it the horniest states for old people.
Okay.
Let's see. Sex crazed seniors in South Dakota are leading the risk prone pack with the highest rate of syphilis cases. 6.1 per 100,000 people.
Yeah. South Dakota always ends up on a lot of these lists because it's like the population there, like they got more alcoholics, they got more gamblers.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, man. You know,
then they, when the, and they have, casinos, don't they, on Indian reservations and stuff in South Dakota? I think they do. Washington, D.C. led the way in gonorrhea diagnoses, roughly 29 cases per 100,000. Alaska recorded the highest rate of chlamydia in seniors at 18 cases per 100,000. And that chlamydia is what the old school people called the clap, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that what chlamydia is?
I think so. It's Alaska, and you're a senior citizen. What? I mean, that can't be that much fun. I mean, you know, so maybe you just got to hook it up, hook up with a bunch of people.
Or maybe there's just, you know, there are just a couple of people your age to hook up with, and they're hooking up with everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if there are just two senior citizen guys, and all the randy senior citizen ladies just have those two guys to pass back and forth.
I guess.
Yeah.
Any port in the storm.
It says that STIs pose health risks to people of all ages. However, older adults have a harder time clearing infections and can even be more susceptible to contracting them.
Mm. That doesn't sound good.
So, I don't know. I just, even though I'm in this age window here, I just kind of get grossed out when I think about, like, old people doing it.
Yeah. It's gross.
And I know it's not for them, but, you know, anytime we're just strictly talking about, the whole story is about old people getting it on.
Yes.
I'm like, And when people tell these stories and they're laughing about old people in nursing homes hooking up with each other and stuff, I don't want to hear about that.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to picture it.
No, because I can't help but picture it.
Yeah, sure. And you always wonder why it's like one of the hottest categories on all, like, adult websites. It's like, of all the things you could be into, you're into old, like, really is? Old women. Well, I'm just saying, no, I know it's a standard. I know it's a standard category.
What is it called? Like grandmas or?
Yeah, you know, like grannies or, grandma. It's like, of all the beautiful women in the world, I mean, why is it that you're so into? What is it about that?
And you can be a beautiful old woman.
Certainly.
But there's a difference in a beautiful woman that's sexy.
Yeah.
And a beautiful old woman who's just beautiful.
Sure.
You know?
And a beautiful old woman doing porn. I mean, there's nothing, I don't know. I just don't get it.
Can you imagine if your parents said, hey, we need you to come home this weekend, family's getting together Saturday and we need you to be here, and you walk in to your parents' house and your brothers and their wives and all that are in there, and your uncles and your aunts sitting there, and they say, okay, we wanted to get together to tell you kids that we found out that grandma's been doing porn. Mm-hmm. We wanted you to hear it from us.
What?
Can you imagine?
No. No.
And do you think that the grannies or grandmas or whatever they call it on the internet, you think that they waited until they got old to start doing porn, or they've been doing it since they were young?
I always picture it as like their second act. They're like, you know what? I've done the 9-to-5 office job. I'm looking for a change, and I'm getting into porn.
But most of them don't last very long in that industry. So, like, if you did it when you were younger, you're probably not doing it as a grandmother, I would think. There's a half-life of that.
Because you'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when Jenna Jameson retired from porn on stage at the Adult Video Awards, and they booed her. She thought she was about to give. She was like, just want everybody to know, I will no longer, you know, thinking she was going to be like, you know, revered as sort of like, right. Oh my gosh, this is so moving. Lifetime Achievement Award. That's what she was up there to receive. Lifetime Achievement. She goes, I will never. I think she said, spread my legs for the. She was shocked.
You know why? Because she's telling them, I'm better than you now.
Kind of.
You're still stuck down here in this cesspool, and I'm getting out.
Yeah. I think it was the language. I'm never going to, you know. It was funny. Boo! Boo! She's like, all right, well, thanks.
I'll be moving along now.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
Guys, if you want to make a woman in your life happy, you get her the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. You can save 41% right now if you go to tjritchie.com/deals and use the code TJ. Remember, tjritchie.com/deals.